Welcome home. I'm Kirsten.
And I'm Graham. And this podcast is the home ec class you wish you'd been offered.
We're two moms aspiring to create gracious homes that are welcoming and functional, all while dealing with real life schedules, budgets, and children.
Stick with us and we'll share and show what we know, what we've learned, where we've messed up, and how to fix it.
For everything we can't make up, we'll bring in the best experts we can find. You're listening to Welcome Home.
It's the third year straight to tell you what's out and what's in for the upcoming year. It's our annual review of the trends that have died and the things to be up on in the months ahead.
Plus, why all these new trends seem to remind us of 80s movies and whatever happened to all those mini cheeseburgers we were promised. All that and more on today's episode. Welcome home.
Welcome home, Graham.
Welcome home, Kirsten.
And welcome everyone to the Welcome Home podcast. Okay. Hi, how are you?
I'm amazing. I love this episode. This is, you know, our third year. This is amazing.
We accidentally made a tradition.
We have, and this is like, I think this is some of our people's favorite episode that we do.
Well, wait, to be fair, one listener wrote to us and said this was their favorite episode, but we're going to go with that. We're going to assume that she speaks for the masses.
Absolutely. So this is the annual What's In, What's Out episode. I think we did this, we started kind of doing this when we were in the design category and we were design focused, but now we cover fashion, design, food. I even threw in parenting this year. I thought it'd be cool to see like the trends in parenting.
Since we are in kids and family, you decided to just throw that one in?
A little research, a little bit extra. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, we've done this couple of years. And you know what? Also, I feel like for the last month or so with the holidays, we've been taping a little bit like, you know, when we do the time travel taping, where we're taping it in advance and then we're going back. So let's clarify. We're taping this because we've got some things we have to catch up on. We're taping this on December, what is it today? The 9th. And this is going to air December 19th, right? Something like that.
Yes.
Ballpark. Exactly. Without a calendar in front of me, I have no idea what time it is. So the last time we taped, so this is a little bit before New Year's, but I think we're close enough. But I've got some old business I want to talk about. When we taped our Getting Ready for Christmas episode, we taped it in November. And if you will remember, my children had done complete Christmas lists, list to Santa. So I want you to know that after I bought everything on Black Friday sales, they have completely changed their lists. Everything is different. So I'm dying to know where I'm in, what state of mind I'm in when this actually airs, because now I have a closet full of toys that like they don't want anymore.
All right. Well, I think we should kick it off with the fact that this has made me so happy. So I think on last year's episode, we spoke about this idea that like, really, is there such a thing as like what's in, what's out? I mean, everything comes around full circle the same way that like we were talking about our bell bottom, you know, our wide leg jeans and then the tapered jeans. There's only so many types of pant legs a pair of pants can have, right? Like eventually everything will come full circle. But I actually think this might be my year. Or Kirsten, I'm sharing a little bit of conspiracy theory with you.
Okay.
Listening to our show.
Like, wait, what?
People, high up people are listening to our show.
What are you saying?
If you, when you go through this list with me, I don't know if you've even looked it through because sometimes I do the outlines, like it's everything we talk about. We are so on point. Like for the past
year. Oh, you're saying we're accidental trendsetters?
I actually think someone out there, I don't know where, but someone's listening. You've got to check out these lists. Guys who are listening, I think you're going to find this fascinating. Like if you're a frequent Welcome Home listener, we nailed it, Kirsten.
I am going to highly doubt that. I find this to be a very suspect theory.
Okay, well, I'm going to start with this.
Okay,
this
wait. Here's how we know if your theory is right. Are knuckle booms hot this year?
Knuckle booms are always hot. You'll get there. Okay, but listen to this. From the National Retail Foundation. So this is what's kind of hot in the overarching sphere of clothes. Resale or re-commercial. So this is really cool. So re-commerce, I should say. So I nailed it. You know how I'm nuts for Rent the Runway?
Yeah.
It's hotter than ever before. So consumers initially resisted the idea of luxury resale clothes and accessories. Companies like Rent the Runway helped change this mindset and paved the way for a new kind of retail business. So brands like The RealReal and ThredUp, these companies are crushing it. So it says they now have a consumer that isn't about packing the closet full of stuff, but is trying to understand what's most important, purchase those things that are going to last a little bit longer, and then rent the really fun stuff.
Okay, one of my favorite books ever was called How to Fail at Everything. Hold on, I'm going to look at the actual title.
That's How to Succeed at Everything Without Really Trying.
No. It's How to Fail at Almost Everything and Still Win Big. Kind of the story of my life. And it's by Scott Adams, who's the guy who's the cartoonist who wrote Dilbert.
Okay.
And he has a whole chapter on why you need to buy the best of everything. This is like literally one of the best books. It's the most fascinating book. But he has a chapter on why you need to buy the best for everything. And you're kind of saying they're like, oops, there it goes. It's playing. We could just play it right now.
Yeah.
That's illegal. But he has a chapter in the book about how, you know, you have to buy the best for everything. And it's kind of like, okay, well, you're super rich. Of course, you're going to buy the best for everything, you know? But he makes the case that like, that you put out the money up front and you end up saving money. That it's actually like the more thrifty thing to spend more money on high quality things.
See, I see you mix and match though.
That's the problem. That's the problem is like my super cute $7 TJ Maxx thing throws like a wrench in that. I know.
Or my Shine shirt that literally cost me $6. I think I've worn 42 times this season. It's held up beautifully as much as any nice thing, but I'll wear it with like an amazing pair of pants and a very real belt and a nice pair of shoes. So I think I read about that years ago. Like you can buy the Target t-shirt, but you put it with really high quality pieces.
It's very hard.
Well, okay, but how about this? Theory. I opened my refrigerator door the other day. So we moved into the house. We just like still have our kitchen's not remodeled. My Sub-Zero refrigerator is going on 30 years. And so the point is that I'm going to buy another Sub-Zero. It might bankrupt us, but when this thing finally kicks the bucket, I'm getting another one because like it's lasted 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I know.
You know, some things you do just have to buy quality.
Well, did you get my text yesterday where I was wearing our favorite pair of pants?
Yes. Are those from college?
Yes, they're from sophomore year of college. So there's this pair of pants that were like a magical pair of pants. We called them, for some reason, the producer pants. And we would wear them to job interviews. So my kids were trying to wrap their heads around this too. They're like, wait, Graham had a matching pair? I'm like, no, we shared this pair of pants.
Oh, yeah. I call them our interview pants.
They were interview pants.
Everyone would wear them. They were really like wide legs, so anyone could wear them. They were very elegant looking. Like
they made you lose 20 pounds and gain 4 inches. They're magical pants, but they were very expensive. But hey, it's been 22 years. I'm still rocking these pants.
The number of people that got jobs out of wearing those pants. They actually made us money if you think about it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Those fans were like a high yield investment.
They really were.
Okay.
All right.
Let's dig in because it's New Year's is right around the corner.
Well, we just talked about pants. So why don't we start with fashion?
Okay, wait. I also, like last year they said, I mean, it's so hard because last year Hunter Green was supposed to be super hot.
Yeah.
Caramels and honey colors. You were very excited about that last year. Uh-huh. Do you feel like you really got to explore that?
You know, I didn't explore it. I just wore what I had and I was pleased with it. But I don't follow, I don't like do trends. I just find it interesting whenever I have something that's on trend.
Yeah, you just wait it out.
I have a very wait and see. Okay, so big polka dots, gigantic polka dots, number one.
My husband hates polka dots.
Polka dots.
Okay, wait, real quick. Word association. I say polka dots. What do you think of?
Ladybugs.
Oh, that's a good one. I just feel like polka dots evoke a lot of feelings. Like, wasn't there a dress, like, and maybe Big Business was the movie? I feel very
I remember that dress.
Like, for some reason, I go polka dots, I go right to like Bette Midler.
Yeah,
like,
Bette
I
Midler.
Don't know what it is. But just
that is a great movie. I haven't seen that movie in forever.
But Ladybugs is a good word association as well. But yeah, polka dots, that's kind of going to be hard. I feel like when you're wearing polka dots, you're a little bit like, I don't know.
Well, when you see it, Betty don't Boopy. Be surprised.
Okay, I won't be surprised. I'll say Graham told me this was coming.
Next up, marigold. The color marigold.
I look horrible in marigold.
That's
not
a
happening.
Terrible color. We're gonna
no,
say
you would look good in marigold because because you're
look
in
good.
Autumn.
No, nope, I look good in mustard, not marigold. Oh. And I don't really know the difference. Like Dijon. I'm more of a savory. I don't think marigold's my color. Okay, suits. Apparently,
I still have all my suits. I don't know what for. Do you want me to you know what? For now on, Graham, I want you to come to your closets to podcast. I want you wearing a full suit.
When we pretend to be professional businesswoman. And sometimes this is funny. Sometimes Kirsten calls me and she's like, yeah, you know, we'll have work calls. If anyone can possibly believe that there actually is like a little bit of like work involved, which seems surprising, but there really is a little bit to this. And I'll say, Kirsten, you know, what are you doing? She goes, I'm wearing my businesswoman clothes.
I have a lot of suits, Graham. I've got cute suits. Well, here's the other problem. You know, I was a news anchor for a couple of years, so I ended up spending a lot of money on just jackets and not the pants because no one ever saw the pants because I was sitting at a desk. So I have a lot of suit tops.
Yeah, but those are adorable. Those are in right now. If you get a little trendy t-shirt underneath.
Yeah. And I have weird news anchor colors though, like lilac.
All right. Fringe, and more fringe.
Cool. Again, okay. Sorry to reference the 80s movies, but Can't Buy Me Love. Remember when she wears her mom's suede fringe outfit?
Her white suede fringe. Yeah, exactly. How do I not remember that? That's one of a great, great moments.
Totally okay. Geek to totally chic.
Very bright green, like insanely bright green, like a neon green.
Oh, that's yay. Cool. It's a great, you know what I've realized is that neon makes you look prettier.
Especially in photographs.
Yeah. Well, yes, totally. Neon pink
makes you look. No idea.
Well, green, I feel like my orange.
Oh, dress yeah. When I came to visit, and like I never wear neon, and I looked at the pictures, and I was like, that worked.
Yeah. You're right, because it bounces the light off you. But I'm worried about the green being a little bit like sickly.
No. It's like concern? A vibe. No, this is like a something you do to make sure like a truck didn't hit you at night. Like green. Yeah.
Right. But I'm still wondering if like the light bouncing off the green might sort of.
I don't know, but wait a minute. Aren't you supposed to, don't concealers have like an undertone of green? I think it they actually help balance out the dark circles. Let's everyone give it a try. Everyone okay, listening.
You're right. Because I did buy a new concealer. No, it's not a concealer. It's a primer and it has a green base in it because it's supposed to tone down the redness in my face.
Let's all commit. Listeners.
Or I could go to diet and exercise, but I've decided to go for green foundation.
I love it. Okay, ruffles. I'm pumped about that. I actually like ruffles. Ruffles are in.
I love ruffles. I know what I love? I love button downs that the top is a little bit ruffly. So it's like a man shirt, but it's a little bit feminine.
Me too. That's the shirt from Shine that I've worn 70 million times this season that I paid $6 for. It has ruffles
I'm impressed.
On it.
I'm impressed that your Shine stuff's like, I love the look of all my Shine stuff, but I will say it's a little bit like a Halloween costume as far as quality.
No, this is a great t-shirt. You could have bought this at Target. You could have bought it anywhere. I mean, some of the stuff.
You could have bought it at Target.
How about this? You could have bought it at Saks. Like with Shine or just anyone.
I'm not knocking Target. I love it.
Shine.com. We're not sponsored by them. But
wait, it's S-H-E-I-N. And it's like the cheapest clothes, but they're so cute.
They're like trendy and on point, but they're disposable. It's this whole world of disposables. So,
which we just said was bad. But now we're endorsing.
I don't know. Sometimes the quality really holds up. It's hit or miss. Like my thing is if I buy 20 things, I'll plan on one thing that, you know, that I can wear.
Well, you can return stuff too. It's free returns.
Yeah. I'm not a very
good return. No, Graham, you can return stuff. It took 10 seconds.
You know what? Oh, you know what I tried the other day, which was so cool. I don't know how I missed the boat on this. Like the way Amazon lets you return things now, where all you have to do is take it to the UPS store.
Oh yeah. You don't even have to box it or whatever.
That's amazing. You just bring in your junk, like because you've thrown out the box and you're just like, I handed them this weird old thing of bath salts that I had gotten. And basically they just said, okay, thanks for this. Like we'll box it up for you.
I know. It's amazing. And like on my phone, they're just like, do you have the thing on your phone, on your app? And I'm like, yeah, here it is. And they just scanned it.
You just scan it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
No, incredible. I know.
It was very exciting.
Cause I accidentally bought two matching belts.
I bought two of the same belts. Well, okay, you know where I got burned? Well, it's just now a knock on Amazon after I just complimented them. So I bought all this stuff. Like my
I hope you don't hurt their business.
We needed some more like hangers.
Do you think Amazon could be a sponsor? Do you think everyone's heard of them yet?
Yeah.
Word out, guys. There's this new thing. It's amazing. Okay, sorry, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead, darling.
So anyway, I needed like hangers and, you know, bath salts or whatever for like my son. I was going to do muscle soap.
A lot of bath salts.
Well, no. This was the bath salt return. Because then here's what happened. So I went to the dollar store because I needed something. Mm-hmm. You need to think dollar store first, then Amazon. Because I went through the dollar store and I found my like cheap plastic hangers that I needed for my son's closet. I actually found like little bath muscle salt soaks in there. You know, it was all that I needed. And so my grand total was $2 versus the $25 I had just spent on Amazon, you know?
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
You know what I get at the dollar store? Birthday cards.
Oh, yeah, cards.
Like cards for children. Like when I'm getting people a Target gift card for their birthday, I hate going out and then spending like $7 on a card that they are going to just tear through.
And they don't care. They don't even read it.
No, so I go get them at the dollar store. Hey, do you guys have Five Below in Alabama yet?
We do.
That, okay, if anyone doesn't have Five Below, it's like a dollar store, but it's a $5 store.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Quality. No, you're like, right. You reminded me. I need to go out there.
Well, especially, I don't know. It's not as good for boys, I don't think. But for my daughter, she loves it because it's all like, there's so much girly stuff in there. There's like slime and just.
You're nuts with your slime. I thought costumes
were slime. Yeah, is there an episode I haven't mentioned slime? Well, welcome to my world.
Right? Okay, moving on. Colorful leather. Okay.
I have literally no comment on this. Can you elaborate?
Leather that is colored.
Like, am I going to wear like a jacket or
like
pants?
A red leather skirt. So as you just mentioned, can't buy me
red leather. Oh, I don't know about that. That's a little, now again, I'm thinking Michael Jackson Thriller.
Ooh.
I really am.
Everything comes around. So just do what
you know.
Just do what you want to do.
We're talking about something that was 40 years ago, Graham. It's going to be 2020.
Yeah. Someone said that to me the other day. They were talking about my childhood and they were saying like, so it was like 30, 40 years ago. And I, no, that's not right. That's not right. You know, that was like 15 years ago. And then I said, oh, you were right.
I know. That was 40 years ago. Math is so hard. Hey, wait. Okay. We need to take a little break because I want to talk to you about a trend that is going nowhere. Fresh fish.
You're right, Kirsten. This trend is going nowhere. It's seafood. Seafood's been around for a long time. In fact, it'll probably be around a lot longer than we will be. I love seafood.
Fish is hot in 2020, G.
Fish. Well, I mean, actually, really, it really is when we get to the food section. But yeah, I mean, think about it. People aren't eating meat anymore because it's killing the environment.
Well, that's so crazy. We had a discussion last night because we had steak at a dinner party and we were talking about this, that meat, like everyone was saying, okay, this is an old lady alert, but like everybody was saying that they can't sleep after eating rare steak.
Oh yeah. Or how it like gets stuck in your esophagus. I remember that used to happen to all my grandmas of like, they would eat a piece of steak really small and then we'd have to like wait while it settled down their throat. Wait, this is an at. Let's jump back. Okay. Sizzlefish. We love Sizzlefish. So don't eat steak. Sizzlefish.com delivers pure natural seafood to your door. It's ridiculously high quality. It's responsibly sourced. They ship for free and the prices are incredibly reasonable. They have an insane variety. You can basically get any kind of fish you can think of. We know that most of us, nearly 90% of Americans, are not eating enough seafood, and you're supposed to have at least 2, maybe more servings of fish every single week. So if you aren't eating seafood, you're missing out on benefits like improved heart health and cognitive function. We're nuts for Sizzlefish. It comes straight to your door. I mean, literally, I don't want to say this because they'll probably not pay us for this ad, but the quality was so good of the fish that we ate that I would almost say I could eat it like sashimi level. Don't try that at home. It was
consult your doctor.
Consult your doctor before you try to cook your fish this rare, but it was just that good. Like I cooked the salmon, like, you know, the way you'd cook it if you were at a very fine restaurant, and it was extraordinary. So if you want a great tasting, healthy fish and seafood, go to sizzlefish.com. So sizzlefish.com. And you use the discount code HOME. That's just one word. And you'll get
just
10%
home.
Off.
Pay attention to that because usually we're welcome home.
Yeah.
And it's just. Yeah,
home.
Sorry.
For 10% off your first order. That's awesome. It is a good, good Christmas, holiday, New Year's gift to give because you can send someone a box of frozen fish. All right.
And you know, Graham, I actually am doing that for my Christmas dinner that I'm hosting.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And it's pre-portioned in servings. So it's very easy. All right. Yeah. Metallics are in.
Oh, we're back. Metallics are in. Okay, again, like the leather, I'm going to need a little more here. Like metallic colored things?
No, I mean, I think some things were so popular last year, they just haven't gone anywhere. Like any kind of metallic. Here's a weird one. Netting. Clothing that like is covered, that covers you in nets.
Can't do it.
This is real. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like feels, a shirt that looks like a net.
I know. It just feels like trashy to me. Is that bad to say?
It's a time and place. Remember when those net handbags came out? Those were interesting.
Yeah, we talked about that a couple years ago, but we talked about how stupid myself, that was.
Yeah, I could see. Because like stuff would fall out. Like what kind of mom uses a handbag made of a net?
It just seems really stupid.
Although I was reading last night this article.
I
don't know.
Am I bad that I said it sounds trashy to me? I just feel like if your clothes are because you know what? See-through. Okay.
You know
it's
what
like
I think
fishnet
of?
Fishnet stockings. Like no, that's what it is.
It makes me think of Flashdance too. Like remember we wear those weird leotards, but then you put like this half netted crop top shirt over it just to look like really street punky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like how denim jumpsuits, I could never get around them because one time in like 1999, you had this super trashy denim jumpsuit.
Thanks for that.
It was horrible looking. She looked terrible. And she came out and one of our roommates said, Graham's like, how do I look? And she said, you look like you're on your way to a conjugal visit.
At a prison. I think actually one of you guys like duct taped a prison number on my back.
And I know. Ever since then, like even though they're super cute denim jumpsuits, I'm always like conjugal visit wear. Like I can't. So it's kind of the same thing with netting. I think of like fishnet stockings. I think of dressing up like a flapper or in like high school, we went as like slutty cops or sorry, sexy cops.
Yeah,
and we did like fishnet stockings and miniskirts. I'm sort of like.
But it was a great outfit when you're in high school. So the problem is like pushing 40 now, I think about like, okay, let me be a little risque. Let me put on some fishnet stockings. How much like I would have to dress down every part of my body. Like basically I'd probably have to wear like a headscarf and a long to pull it off and not look like a goon. You know, you have to cover up so much to make up for the fact that you're wearing fishnet stockings.
Right. I think, yeah. Okay. Okay. I mean, so we're probably not going to be rocking that trend, but more power to you.
Yeah.
But and not all our listeners are as old lady as we are, G.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Although Rollins. We did get into a huge conversation last night at my dinner party about Talbots and everyone had heard the podcast and they're like,
it's amazing.
Talbots is cute.
But they all think it's cute?
Yeah.
I knew it. I
they
knew
said
it
was a combo. They said it's gotten cuter and we've gotten older.
I'm
they
telling you, both. I am so onto it right now. Yeah. Well, okay. Bralettes. Like we're probably not going to wear a bralette anytime
What's
soon.
What's a bralette?
It's like, I can't even, it looks like a sports bra to me. But it's a top that's like a bra.
But are you You've wearing this seen... like as an undergarment or are you wearing this as a shirt?
Wearing as a shirt.
Oh, we're not doing that. We're just like, there's just no way. Are you kidding me?
The way we have Freddie
like,
in Germany,
where are we
might
going?
Have an 18-year-old listening.
Where are we going in our bralettes? Like, where are we going? To like the school auction? Like,
you wouldn't make it very far. That would not be a good idea. I don't know how you'd handle that. Well, if you need another reason to ditch the underwire bra and grab a comfy bralette, here it is. Bralette.
Well, now you're making it sound like an undergarment.
Well, follow up. A bralette as tops are about to make a major splash in 2020. And this author is ready for it.
This author?
I don't know.
Has
she probably
not nursed three children.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, that's the hottest news in fashion.
Thanks, Graham. So what are we going to take away from that? How is our wardrobe going to change? Not at all?
Nope, not at all.
Still wearing, we're going to add some more ruffles to our sensible button downs.
Oh, yes. Moss ruffles.
ruffles. And I'm finally going to break out my old news anchor clothes.
Oh yeah, we could put the ruffles over our blazers. That would be cute.
There we go.
Okay. I love this one. I feel like they do a good job every year. Elle Decor, I think they do the best one as far as designs that will be in and out in 2020.
Okay. This is where we really shine, Graham.
This is really where we make our money, Kirsten.
Our bodies have gotten old, but our houses haven't.
No, okay. I nailed this. Like nailed. This is honestly, like I have to say, with my recent semi-remodeling, guess what's in?
Okay, wait, let me think of your semi
No, you're, this is going to crush you. This is amazing. In grand millennial style. That's the number one in, as evidenced by the recent viral House Beautiful article, grand millennial style is having its moment. The look is traditional design with a twist, blending elements of classic design like chinoiserie, scallops, natural fiber rugs, topiaries, and more with a contemporary edge. Think modern art and clean line furniture.
Bam.
Okay. Guess what's
the only problem it's going to stink is like now it's like trendy.
I know, right? We're going to get screwed in a few years. Yeah, because gray on gray is out.
Gray on gray is out.
Yeah, okay. Gray on gray is out. Okay. What's in? Bold monochromatic. So basically, like, take your walls and your ceiling and your fabrics in your room and do all one color, major bold. But to me, I have to say, I'll fight this one because it can give you a headache if you go to, like, what they're showing in this picture is a room that's done in really, really dark blue, like a lacquered ceiling and blue walls and dark blue bedding and a dark blue rug. That's just too much sometimes.
I'm going to look at the picture.
It's very pretty in small spaces, but it's really kind of like, it messes with your sense of peace. Like, I do think there is something for neutrals that give you a peaceful feeling. I look at this room and I think I could stay there maybe to have like a cup of tea, but then I need to run.
Okay, but I think that kind of goes back to how we always talk about doing wallpaper in a bathroom, doing something really exciting and fun and maybe like a little bit risky in a powder room, because it's like, it's a small space. It's going to be the least expensive if you do get sick of it. It's
genius. Yeah, that's genius, Kirsten. So like bold monochromatics in your very small spaces that you'd only use for the restroom. I think big rooms are too, they're too like visually intoxicating unless you plan on redoing them very quickly.
Yeah, and who's going
to
do that?
And if you have that kind of budget, you're probably listening to the wrong show. Okay, out are pale monochromatics. Well, that makes sense.
What is that?
Just like white on white, gray on gray. Like basically just their colors in. Colors in. Not going anywhere.
We have said.
Layering old and new. See, this is it. This is my year. Our clients are over the top for design that has like comfortable mixes, so old and new, and purchasing locally made souvenirs while on their travels to help tell the story of who they are.
Oh my gosh, we are in, Graham. We've said this.
Nailed it. Like everything we said, I think they actually have been listening to our show.
And remember 2 years ago when we said we should write a book?
Yes.
Yeah, well, too late.
This is it. Yeah, we should.
We missed that window.
Well, here's a
Don't
nice one.
Don't procrastinate, guys.
Guess what's out? Perfection.
Sweet.
Is out. People do not mind scratches on 100-year-old stone. It makes them feel more at ease with how they function in their own homes.
Cool.
Nothing is too precious. I mean, that seems fair. Okay, in. See, this is again where I nailed it. Dark painted doors. This is the pop of color. I just painted my doors in one of our rooms dark, dark, dark green, and it looks fabulous. It's not too obnoxious.
You guys, it's so pretty. It's so pretty. I saw it in real life. Beautiful. It's like a lacquered, super, super shiny. And then is the molding around the door in white?
Yeah, the mold. Well, yes, the molding is in
or
white.
Gosh, the pop is so cool. Right?
It pops.
And that's the thing where it was part of like a larger remodel that you did in a room. But the truth is, if you had, say you had that room exactly how you had wanted it before, that could have been like an inexpensive, easy, really high, high value, you know what I mean? Like high impact.
It's
like
transformative.
If you had just said like, this room's perfect, but and I'm not saying you shouldn't have remodeled your remodels. You did the perfect thing, but I'm just saying, like, if you didn't have to remodel the whole room, you could just take off the doors, paint them. That really
The doors didn't exist. That whole thing was new, but yeah.
Right. But people do have like rooms that are separated by doors. Like that's a really good way. I think that's like one of the takeaways maybe for like another house that I have someday to do what you did. Just like find a door and take them down, paint them a really high impact color.
Yeah, that's the cheapest way to like change a room, I think. Really change a room is paint your door and then put on some amazing like doorknobs.
Well, you know what? In our first house, the one in Watertown, New York, we had the dining room and the living room were separated by double French doors. Mm-hmm. And only the previous owners had taken the doors off. So they were just molded entryways, basically, you know, like a square or rectangle entryway between the rooms. Can you picture that?
Yeah.
And they were painted. They were... they had stripped the paint off it, so they were dark wood. Mm-hmm. But then the doors had been painted white, and they were up in the attic. And we took the doors down, and we brought them down from the attic. We put them on, and it looked so good to have. And we were originally going to strip them to match, and then we just put them up just to make sure they fit. Mm-hmm. We're like, we're never taking these down again. I think it's really cool to have the door and the molding be a different color.
Oh, so you like them a different color. Yeah.
Yeah. Like yours are. I think it's nice. Yeah. It makes it kind of pop.
Yeah, it does. It kind of tricks your eye a little bit. Okay. Wow, so
look at us being all designy for 1 minute.
I know. We should go back out. Standard white doors and trim, you know, but anyone who has that, like, don't feel badly about it.
Don't paint all your doors. I mean, my whole house is that.
Everybody's remember, Kirsten and I like knowing the trends, but we like bucking the trends. Okay, this is interesting. In single print drama. So that's interesting. What could be more simple?
What does single print drama mean?
Oh, this is again. Okay, I'm not buying this. So it's basically you're using your wallpaper is the same. You get it in a fabric and you do the pillow, you do your sofa in the same fabric. Oh. You do your pillows in the same fabric. Like, it's just too much for the eye.
I'm looking at the picture you said. Yeah, you guys, you can't tell. It's a wallpapered wall with a sofa in front of it and they're done in the same print. And mm-hmm. I literally didn't notice that was a sofa because it blended in. No, that's creepy.
It's not too much. It can be, again, small spaces. Like, it's very intoxicating. Yeah. This is not a forever thing. You got to find a nook.
This does look like it's a nook. This looks like somebody did a little, like, it random nook in their house. Right. I could do that.
But you know what? Oh, here's a shout out to one of our dear friends who I love. So we have this really good friend from college, and she, I don't think, has ever worn the same dress twice. She just has, like, a wonderful taste. And her mom loves kind of like fun sundresses, but like the queen of fun sundresses. I've never seen a girl with more fun sundresses. But the funniest thing is because they're always wearing florals and Lily Pulitzer, I mean, darling clothes. But every now and then her mom will post on her Instagram site a picture where she's inadvertently worn a dress that happens to match the wallpaper of wherever they are. They have a really good sense of humor.
Oh, they do. Stephanie's mom was my favorite. And I love that she, do you remember her life motto?
What?
Okay, so she had this great motto, and I've told this motto to so many people, which is wear it while you love it. So when she would get something new, even mm-hmm. if she had just worn it like 2 days ago, she'll wear it again, and then she'll wear it again. She's like, eventually I just like won't love it anymore. It'll just be like an old dress I'm sick of. So her motto was wear it while you love it.
Oh, I love, but see, you know, I've never seen her wear the same thing twice. So I don't know how she has a lot that she loves, but.
Wear it while you love it. I forgot that she does that.
But those are happy pictures. So anyway, the sofa that blended into the wallpaper made me think of the pictures they take when they wear the dress that matches that blends the wallpaper. Okay.
They're such a fun family.
Guess what's out? Industrial design. The world is harsh and cold enough these days. So people are looking for spaces that nurture and envelop them. Ooh, yes, so the cozy people who are making all that money, they're still going to have a heyday next year.
Yeah. The cozy people. What was the word again?
Heigy.
Heigy's still hot.
Heigy is still hot.
I'm wearing the most Heigy pants right now, by the way.
I don't know. Oh, okay. I think industrial is kind of cool. I mean, again, if it's mixed in with comfortable aspects.
I agree. This looks like the place they took the girl on Stranger Things.
Antiqued landscape tapestries. That's kind of cool. A landscape tapestry.
A little too Renaissance festival for me.
That's true. It is true. But okay, I counter that with my love of art. And I think people don't have enough good art on their walls. And that's a really easy way to fill a wall.
Okay.
Is a good tapestry. So we're medium about that. Okay. Out traditional dining table in the kitchen. That's weird. These have been replaced by comfortable
chairs. This is somebody like, okay, we need one more for our list. What else can we put in there? Because this is totally based on how your house is set up, you know?
Right.
Some people have breakfast nooks. Some people have a serving bar. Some people, you know, they have just one room that serves as a kitchen and a dining room. I mean, this is totally like, what is your house set up?
Ooh, but this is cool though. Reading lamps and a warm fire create a cozy space for family and friends. They want, so more conducive areas for
seriously,
hanging out.
Seriously, is this news?
Well, okay,
fire I'll and tell lamps you- is cozy? That way wasn't cozy in 2019, though. I found it very austere.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good point. Okay, earth tones are in. We'll go past
That's like saying Christmas snuggles and fireside. I think it's hot this
puppies
year.
And pizza.
Yeah,
exactly. Okay. Okay, so we'll skip these as stupid. We're allowed to say things are dumb. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool tones are out, allegedly, according to these people. Like, so
I have
they say.
Never understood cool tones and warm tones. I guess I have. Okay, cool tones. You know what? Cool tones are in the summer when you're at the beach.
Yeah.
Warm tones are in and earth tones are in the fall when you've got family around and it's the holidays.
Ironically, though, the cool tone they're highlighting in this picture looks exactly like the color of my dining room. So I'm getting a little nervous.
You better go stop this podcast and go.
I know. Yeah, this is they're starting to jump the shark a little bit. In fun bathroom design.
Duh. Duh. Bathrooms are a great place to experiment and have fun with color. Right. Yeah, that's just common sense. I mean, some of these things are good, but they're not trends.
This is dumb. Okay, this is dumb. Oh, open shelving is out. You know what? Maybe not. Maybe we were good. I didn't look through the full list. Sometimes I'm just like,
open shelving. Let's talk about open shelving.
What's wrong with open shelving? I love open shelving.
I love open shelving too. But okay,
it says it's out because practical is in. People don't want to spend all their time accessorizing and want to keep their kitchens tidy.
Well, I don't have the space to do anything that's not efficient. You know my house. My house is every nook and cranny is filled. Like literally when we were designing our house, my husband would like knock on the wall. And if there was enough space between a 2x4, he would be like, okay, build a nook, build a shelf. Like we need every, which is not that our house is so small. It's that we have endless amounts of junk that we really should just get rid of instead of building more nooks. But yeah, I mean, I don't have open shelving, and it's funny because this picture that they're using for open shelving, they don't have open shelving either. They have glass see-through shelving, and I have that, and that's where I keep my nicer things. You know, like that's where I keep the crystal or the wine glasses or things that are like kind of pretty, but I'm still using it. It's not like I have like an empty shelf with like a vase in it. Like,
yeah,
No, you don't. I went in your closet. I went in your kitchen. No, it's jam packed.
It's I know everyone says it's weird.
It's weird how you have like, I don't know. I feel like I want to just buy you a set of 12 of something. I feel like you have lots of sets of 4 of things, which you do have a family of 4, so maybe that's more practical.
We break a lot.
So do we.
Okay, so this is just a different way to say the same thing. The next one is washing a room in one paint color. So this is basically you're painting the millwork, you're painting the walls, you're painting the ceiling, the trim, in the same shade that makes the room feel chic and enveloping.
Wait, so that's in?
Well, remember monochromatic color was in too, so I don't really understand how washing a room in one paint color is any different from monochromatic color.
I think they want us to keep clicking forward on the story is what's going on here.
Yeah, I think they're trying. This doesn't make any sense. Out are accent walls.
I have never liked accent walls. They've always confused me.
Yeah, but you and I just said, like, if you're going to do your weird, funky, like, toile wallpaper with your weird, funky
there's a difference. In front of it. There's a difference between a nook and an accent wall. An accent wall is, like, I feel like a rebellious wall. Yeah. Whereas, like,
they're basically
a nook
trying
is, like,
to get you to do, like, all of one thing, all over your room. It's not a bad look. There's a place for it.
Okay.
Oh, performance fabrics are in. That actually makes sense. I mean,
well, and duh.
Yeah. Like, you know? Better than not like cover.
You know, I got a new couch last year and I did the entire thing in Sunbrella.
It's genius. Yeah. I mean, those fabrics make so much sense. Like, I need something that I could hold a lighter up to for 20 seconds and then have cat vomit on it. Like, I came out the other morning and the cat had vomited in the drink holder of the treadmill. I'm like, how did you even get up there?
Oh my gosh. You have so many horrible cat stories. Like, I think you need to reevaluate. Not really a cat person, I think.
I know. Oh, this is terrible. Wait, I'm sorry, y'all. I should have checked this before I did it. Granite countertops are out. Quartz is in. Oh, it's my moment. Yes, I'm so glad I never changed my
quartz countertop.
I think I do. I might have a really old, outdated kitchen. Quartz is a great alternative to granite or marble because of its durability and ease of maintenance. That's true. I mean, I could literally like take a sledgehammer to my countertops.
Okay, let's go back to our design roots for 1 minute.
Uh-huh.
Because our very first episode was about kitchens and I just remodeled my kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And I did marble. And here's the thing. I love it. I don't care. It is wildly impractical. The very first time we like, well, not very first, but like within the first week of living there, we have a lemon tree in our backyard and we decided to make lemonade. And I didn't realize that would like the acidity in the lemon would like get into the granite and change, or get into the marble and change the consistency of it. Like that's what's going to happen. But I went to a very wise friend's house who had just redone her kitchen and it was all marble. And she said, here's the deal. Marble's the prettiest, marble's the coolest. But like, you have to be cool with it being like an old French bistro with lots of stories and like wine stains and, you know, sketchy parts and whatever. And if you're good with that, then go for it. But if you're like going to be a perfectionist about it, then you can't do marble. But I love marble, but you just have to embrace what marble is. Boom. Okay. That's my
That's
two cents.
That's fair. I have not experienced it, so I can't speak to that. But also the one thing I can speak to for people listening, don't let this make you feel bad. Like everyone has, yeah, you might have granite, you might have quartz. Like who cares?
Don't let this make you feel bad.
I mean, cause I think this is kind of nasty for some people. Like people probably are very proud. They've made their nice gray on gray house with their new granite countertops. And they're like, now you're out, change it up. These are people trying to make you spend money. And I am not a fan of that. I will not be suckered into making changes.
No. And oh my gosh, like house trends have to be around for like 20 years. Like that's not like buying a new top from Shine. Right, like, exactly. Come on, people. Like those are big dollar investments. Yeah, no, I'm sticking with what I got.
Common sense reigns supreme. Okay, bold.
Wait, can I say one more thing about countertops though that they did not mention on that? So our house is our kitchen is mostly marble, but then we have an island in the center that's butcher block. Mm-hmm. I love
that's
butcher
so cool
block.
It's it's amazing. Your butcher block is awesome if you make it extra thick too. You gotta do like
you
a
know
major
what I
thickness.
Did I'm such a cheapskate. My butcher block is from not IKEA, it's from, but I looked at the IKEA one. Mine is from Lumber Liquidators, and my contractor just made it. I mean, mine is so not
it's beautiful
offensive.
Though it's well, gorgeous
here's,
you would
here's
never
the
know
deal. Like I've got some food coloring stains on it. The other day somebody put some super glue on it that's been there for like 6 months, but eventually I'm not going to do this because it's going to be a pain, it's going to be dirty, but the beauty of it is eventually
get a sander.
Exactly
yeah, get a sander.
You
get
a sander.
Fresh top, right? It's amazing, right.
And it's been 7 years. Like I probably need to, but again, perfection's out, so I'm not going to. But I love butcher block. I think that's kind of timeless and never goes away.
I do too, and that makes me think of a bistro and makes me want a warm, cozy fire.
Well, you know what else we did with our butcher block? I mean, this probably costs more than the countertops itself, but we found these really pretty because we did brass before brass was cool, but we did on the corners these brass, like you know those like what are they called those.
Are those like corner covers?
Well, you know those chest of drawers? What are they called? Oh, gosh. You know, they have like the brass accents on the corners.
Yeah. I know
okay. So we bought those and we had to buy them from England. So it didn't cost more than a bunch of money. It cost more to ship them than to buy them. But they were just, we just got four little doodads to go on the corner. And I feel like it just sort of finished it, you know?
The details matter. It's the little details that matter. Anyway,
it makes me happy every time I walk by those brass things. Now they are very pointy and it was funny because we still had a baby and everyone else is like, you know, putting those soft corners on. And I
love
putting
it. Well,
on the
as
sharp
we keep-
ones.
Let's take a quick breather and talk about one of our fabulous sponsors that we have today. We are also sponsored by Stitch Fix Kids. And when it comes to kids, they're individuals, so we wouldn't want to put them in the same clothes. We want our children to look their best, express their style, and stand taller with Stitch Fix Kids. When your kids are looking good, they're feeling good, and Stitch Fix Kids gives you quality you can feel and style your child will love. So what is it? It's an online personal styling service for your kids that delivers children's clothes, shoes, and accessories directly to your door. You have no subscription that's required. You can pick between automatic shipments or just every now and then, if you want a box, you can get a box. And shipping, exchanges, and returns are always free. You can always find a new style and a unique piece with Stitch Fix. We think this is a really cool gift, especially to give to like godchildren or nieces around the holidays. You can get started today at stitchfix.com/kids/welcome home. That is a huge URL. Okay. stitchfix.com/kids/welcome home. You can try it out. You'll get an extra 25% off when you keep everything in the box. And as a bonus, they're going to waive the $20 styling fee when you use the show's URL. So stitchfix.com/kids/welcome home. Again, stitchfix.com/kids/welcome home.
We also want to have one other sponsor. And you guys, if you're looking for a last minute Christmas gift, we're solving your problems. Get whoever's on your list an Aura digital frame. They're amazing. Okay. So Aura frames are beautiful. They're not the kind of digital frames you think of, clunky and sort of, you know, mechanical looking. These are gorgeous living room worthy frames. And what's cool about these is that they come with an app. It's a free app. You can download to your smartphone and you can just select your photos and send them directly to the frame, which could be the frame in your house, or say you get it for a family member, you can use the app to send a photo right over to them. And it'll show up in their living room magically. The other cool thing about it is limitless storage. I mean, if you're wondering where to keep your photos, you keep them in the magical Aura frame cloud. There's also the Aura analog. This is really cool too. It's a frame that you give to people and it looks like a regular frame, but the truth is it's a box and it holds photos. So every month you're going to be sending them 5 high quality photo prints that come like a really thick cardstock. And it says on there when the photo was taken, where it was taken. So it's sort of like getting a little bit of a, you know, it comes in their mailbox, which is always fun for people to get things in their mail, and then they can be displayed in the frame. So both of these are really great options, the Aura digital frame or the new Aura analog. And it comes with a subscription, and it's just a, it's a great deal. So if you would like to check these out as a wonderful last minute gift for anyone on your list, you're going to want to go to auraframes.com/welcomehome and use the discount code welcome home for 15% off. Again, it's Aura Frames, and that's A-U-R-A, auraframes.com/welcomehome, and use the code welcome home, all one word, and you'll save 15%, which is actually like a great savings. Seriously, you will not regret this gift. It is a really special gift. You'll just love them. Graham and I have them. We use them all the time. We got them for our parents and our in-laws, and it's a hit. So
this is the world's greatest in-law gift. There's no better in-law gift.
It really is. It really is. Like, official, this is the official in-law gift of the home hour.
It really is. It, no question. Absolutely.
Okay. Wow, blast from the past. Home hour.
We helped. Okay. Let's move on to food. I think food is cool. We need to talk
about it.
Yeah, I do love a little bit of food. And they had some good ones this year. So these are 20 foods that are expected to be hot in 2020. And
wait, can we just go back for a second? I still love when we did the mini foods. That was my favorite. Remember when we said mini foods, all things mini were going to be trendy?
But did you ever find people? See, did that ever happen?
I don't know. In my mind, it did. In my mind, I've been at a lot of parties eating mini cheeseburgers, but maybe it didn't happen.
Mm. Oh, right, like the little mini thing.
I liked that idea.
It was a great idea. But here's the thing. Go to a restaurant and start serving people like a tiny amount of food and they're going to revolt. It's cool, I guess. I don't know where mini comes in. Maybe at a very, very high end elements. But okay. Star fruit is in. Well, that's great. Star they found fruit. A new fruit. I always think star fruit's pretty. I never know how to eat it.
You know, my mom, that's like the one era she was just extravagant, you know, like she'd like make us buy clothes on sale and like save money and coupon. But with the produce department, my mom was like, you know, a high roller. She would get like the most exotic produce ever.
That's so cool.
Yeah. It's very weird. My mom would just like, my mom loves to buy like very exotic produce.
Like goji berries? Is she buying
totally.
Goji berries?
She's like, and all that any weird kind of stuff? She would like come home and she's like, today we're going to split a coconut. And like, and like, here, everyone gets their own coconut in a straw. And like, also, what was the other one that she would do? Oh, because we lived in Phoenix, or well, I still live in Phoenix. Like cactuses would sometimes be at the grocery store. Yeah. And so she'd be like, we did a lot of prickly pear and we did
You're
a lot
kidding
of.
Me.
No, my mom is very kooky with her produce. So yeah,
maybe that's where you got your weird talent. One day we had to like get out of spring break fast one year. We won't go into the story because we're short on time, but we decided we needed to leave quickly because we by accident booked a retirement community. And so we took a Greyhound bus like from Miami, basically up the East Coast. It was not a good moment. But Kirsten's like,
rented a Buick.
Yeah, Kirsten's like, I've got to stop by the supermarket really fast just to get some food because, like, you know, Greyhound's going to take like 72 hours. So she comes back on with like a mango and a papaya. And we're all sitting around thinking, what is your problem, girl? Like, how are you planning to peel these? And like, what's your disposal mechanism? And these are very messy. So now I know
where
it
came from.
Very
messy. I was so sticky in the back of the Greyhound bus.
And that was also, we didn't have wet wipes.
That was also the road trip where we're like 3 hours into the road trip. And I decide, guys, I'm a vegetarian now, which was very inconvenient when you're eating at like McDonald's on the road. That was tricky.
You decided that all the time. You always had something weird. Okay.
That's also the road trip where I brought falafel. It wasn't just mango. I also had falafel.
Your eccentricities come out on the road. Maybe that's why you don't travel as much.
That's why I don't.
Think squid ink sounds cool. Squid ink foods.
Squid ink. Okay.
Squid ink. So like think noodles that are black because of squid ink dye.
The name is tricky.
I know. It adds a briny, salty taste to dishes and possibly reduces blood pressure.
Oh, salt and reduce blood pressure? Sign me up for squid ink.
There you go. Ooh, actually, okay, here's why I thought I was on point this year. Collagen powder is hot, and randomly, I bought some the other day. A whole thing of collagen powder, which is, okay, do you want to know the weird backstory about collagen powder?
Yes, obviously.
So we were taking.
I apologize. I just dropped my mic, guys. I apologize. Very unprofessional.
We were in an Uber in DC 2 weeks ago or a week ago for Thanksgiving, and in the back of the Uber, this driver had stocked all of these magazines for reading. And so my 9-year-old son picks up one on smoothies and becomes so infatuated that he like starts dog-earing all these pages of smoothies he wants me to make. And one of them had collagen powder in it. So I said, okay, well, I might as well buy some.
I bought collagen powder. I'm not going to lie to you. I bought it totally because I liked the container that it came in. Mm-hmm. I've seen it on a lot of people's counters and I think they look very healthy having it. So I bought it on a whim.
Okay.
It has a lot of calories in it. I feel like.
Well, and I think it's just made up of ground up cow bones. I don't know for sure, but it definitely, I looked at the ingredients and it said bovine.
You know what? Can we please have somebody on the show to talk about these things? Because also like the bone broth thing.
Yeah. Isn't that just broth?
That's why I'm so confused. And like, why do you have to drink it from a mug? Like, why can't you drink, like, why are people always sipping their bone broth from a mug? Like, is it different than regular broth? It's kind of like we talked about in the last episode with the punch bowl. People don't want to drink their drinks from a ladle, and I don't want to drink my soup from a mug.
Oh, I like drinking my soup from a mug. I just don't like the thought of eating like ground up bones in my food. So maybe I shouldn't be eating this collagen
powder. I don't think you're eating bones. I think it's just been soaking in bones.
So you can make mushroom tea. That's apparently going to be hot. It's a staple in Eastern medicine, but people have been increasingly ordering items with this ingredient. Okay. Keto foods are still big.
Duh.
Okay. That's cool. Oh, this is going to get you. Brussels sprouts. Man, those things have had staying power. I think Brussels sprouts might outlive the Welcome Home podcast.
I don't like Brussels sprouts.
Well, they have been going strong for the past 4 years.
Here's the deal. Like, to make Brussels sprouts edible, you have to cook them with bacon and like maple syrup and anything you have to like add bunches of fat and sugar to. Yeah.
I don't know. I think it sounds delightful. Okay. Healthy foods like kale, cabbage, and farro. Wait, can I go back?
Brussels sprouts. Sure. This is the one time I've had Brussels sprouts that I like them. I love a shaved Brussels sprout salad.
Oh yeah, that's good. But you have to be eating by yourself.
Well, I think the deal, because you'll toot. Is that right?
because it takes so much effort to chew them that you can't have a conversation. Like you can't go on a lunch date with a friend and order a Brussels sprout salad because you'll never get a word in because you're chewing the whole time.
No, but these are shaved. These are like little slivers of Brussels sprouts. So I've had this is what I think. I think I don't like a roasted Brussels sprout, which is weird because I love like roasted broccoli, but I like the Brussels sprout salad because it's like, it's got a salad dressing on it. It's more like it's almost like, oh, can I tell you one thing? Sorry, this is a little bit off topic, but Graham introduced me to, this was like 20 years ago. It's a life changer. Remember that cool, it's like a knife, but it's rounded. What is it called? You know what I mean? You brought this to college one year. You got it from your house and it's a knife. It's a blade that's rounded and it has two handles. So you go, I'm doing the motion right now, but you can't.
Oh, for chopping salads?
Yes. To make a super chop salad.
Oh yeah. I forget what it's called, but yeah, salad chopper. That's a very popular thing. That's how you mix up your salads.
I think I like my salads a little bit more like a coleslaw almost, you know? Like yeah, me very, too. Very I do chopped.
Too. Small yeah. bites, incredibly chopped. I agree. Mm-hmm.
So that's how I like my Brussels sprouts. Okay.
No, I need to get one of those. That's actually, and you do it with a wooden bowl. You need a wooden bowl for that. We used to make these amazing chopped salads.
Well, so it's just so good because you can get the pieces so small.
Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. And you kind of go back and forth and back and forth and it just does it in 2 seconds.
It like rocks. It's like a rocking knife.
Yeah. It's very cool. Okay. Cauliflower, all the things like the cauliflower rice, cauliflower, you know, dough. Cauliflower is exploding in popularity.
But well, you've got to watch the cauliflower though, because a lot of times like now it's like everything else. Like when it was initially like, I remember doing the South Beach diet forever ago and it talked about making cauliflower mashed potatoes, right? That's fine. But I think that now that it's gotten so popular, a lot of these things are like, they have a little bit of cauliflower in it and it's just like flour, you know? So I feel like people are kind of exploiting that. So you really have to read the labels on that.
Well, maybe it'll give avocados a rest. I feel like avocados have basically been over.
Well, did you hear avocados are like the new counterfeit bag?
Wait, what?
So avocados, like there's this like whole, like avocados are dirty now.
What do you mean?
Like all the drug lords have like moved into the avocado trade and people
are
like,
this is not a bad thing.
No. People. Cause people are like dying in the avocado fields. Like this is like a big deal.
Oh, like the blood diamonds.
Yes. Yes. Avocados are the new blood diamonds. Like it's
we're
going to
need
serious.
Your source on this. I think this is something that's going to need a link in show notes.
Okay. We'll have to know. Seriously, like there's been a big like undercover avocado thing. So yeah, that's
because
true.
People want them so much. Mm-hmm. Huh.
That's oh, wait, what I was going to tell you, though, if you are into cauliflower rice, have you seen the cauliflower rice at Costco that's not refrigerated?
No.
Yeah. It's like those microwave rice packs. Mm-hmm. And you can put them in the microwave. Boom. Cauliflower rice, 90 seconds.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Harissa. It's the new sriracha.
Harissa.
Harissa. That is, I do like harissa. That's a nice little condiment. It's a hot chili pepper paste. Okay.
Okay.
It was a 2015 food trend. Apparently it's coming back. Oh, bone broth. Oh, Kirsten, bone broth. It's on here.
Bone broth is one bone of broth the has been latest around forever. You know, my grandma was telling me the other day about how she used to make this, or her mom used to make this. So my great grandma, she would do like a, you know, Sunday.
Rich in collagen. Whatever. So that's what people are so nuts for. Okay. The right. liquid is rich in collagen. It's thought to reduce inflammation, boost the immune system, strengthen bones, and promote healthy hair and scale. Okay. So that's why the collagen powder is so big too. Because people are trying to get, it's just bones. That's what people are eating, or they're eating bones.
Okay. Yeah, I'm eating bones. Okay.
ginger. I like ginger.
How can ginger be hot right now?
I don't know. Oh, I know why. Everyone's into anti-inflammatories because that's what's going on, is people don't want to be inflamed anymore.
It sounds horrifying.
All this stuff, if you look at it, these are all anti-inflammatories. That's I mean,
doesn't
new
that just make
trend.
You feel like your stomach is just on fire when you hear inflammatory, and my red face that I've got to cover up, my green cover up?
Wait, these guys are missing the boat. Yes, I hear everything you're saying. So I'm going down the next one. Hummus? Like, what the what? Like, are
actually,
you doing crack?
I doubled down. I can't. I'm over hummus. I'm so over hummus. I bought hummus because I'm having people over for dinner tonight. I'm like, well, I'll do hummus and veggies for an appetizer. I'm like, I'm annoyed with me.
I know. I'm even bored. Well, wait a minute. Hold on. So how are they missing this? Cottage cheese is apparently the new hot thing.
Is
I
it?
Haven't seen this anywhere. Cottage cheese is hot, hot, hot. This list is really, if I don't scroll down and see cottage cheese.
Can I tell you guys what Graham's dream meal is right now? She wants to go to a diner and she wants to eat cottage cheese and a cantaloupe.
And a cantaloupe. Oh yeah. I mean, and then get a slice of cake from that turning thing. I want more cake that's sliced in a refrigerator that turns.
You know what? I was in New York last month and I was in Westchester and I went to a diner, and it, like, being in New York outside the city, being at a diner, it was like, I understood you better.
Yeah. It's the happiest thing in the world. Like,
but I feel like that's kind of a New York suburbs and New York City thing.
Oh yeah. That's where you just go to be. I mean, I guess the way, I don't even know. It's like having a clubhouse. You go to your diner and you don't even need to eat. They don't care if you eat. Like, six kids could split one thing of French fries and sit for 3 hours. That's just where we hung out, was at the diner.
That's so funny. No, we didn't hang out at the diner.
Okay. Impossible burgers. We know about that.
What's an impossible burger? Oh, like, that's like a garden new, burger.
Yeah. It's the garden. It's the new, like, burger that tastes like an actual hamburger.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie.
Where can you buy these? Is this like a, is it a brand
well,
name,
you know,
Impossible
you,
Burger?
Oh my gosh. Yes. You've heard Burger King. Burger King sells the Impossible Burger.
Okay. Wait. So it really,
it's a brand called Impossible Meats. Yes. It's a brand, and people are cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs over this stuff.
Are they vegan or vegetarian?
I would assume vegetarian. I don't even know if they are. They're probably cooked on the same griddle that they cook the, yeah, Burger King and White Castle have them.
Okay, because my dad's a vegan, and he's actually pretty, my dad's pretty good on food trends.
It's a plant-based alternative. Yeah, it's a big thing. Okay. We should try one. We should try one in the new year.
You know what's weird? I loved the original Garden Burger. I thought the original Garden Burger was the best thing, and then it got really hard to find them, and everybody did Boca Burgers, which I think are gross.
Oh, my kids love Boca Burgers. I think they're made of Boca Burgers.
I can't stand them, but I love Garden Burgers. Okay.
Okay, cold brew is going to keep on brewing. Cold brew is hot, I guess, but it's not.
I don't understand cold brew.
I don't either. I think it's just a richer, more robust flavor of coffee.
Oh, well, I'm going to hate that because I like, you guys
you
know,
like
I
watered
do,
down.
I do watered down coffee. I do half coffee, half water. It's disgusting.
Yeah, you do. You have the weakest coffee I've ever seen.
Because I need it to be weak because I have to drink 17 cups a day.
Trends in parenting, Kirsten. Do you think parenting is a trend? Or do you think you're just parent? That's the funny thing, right?
Well, I mean, initially when I saw that, I was like, parenting trends. But no, there totally are trends in parenting. Like, think about how you know, certain ways of baby care are really hot. Or
well,
like
no, remember when tiger mom parenting was at least a big focus, right?
Yeah.
I think this
yeah.
is kind of what I like.
It's more like conversations that people are having.
Right. And people study these because it, you know, it helps how people advertise to you, which is always interesting to remember that people are advertising to us based upon what we're doing. So the trends in parenting for the year is parents today, they want a close relationship with their kids without raising kids who are dependent. No, but I don't think that's stupid though. I think people are catching on. I don't think it's stupid either.
Yeah.
They want to be close, but they don't. I think what it is our generation now has realized that we raised kids who are too dependent. I mean, I think maybe 8-10 years ago, we had a lot of college graduates who were living at home for, you know, 7 or 8 years.
The boomerang thing.
You know, and I think our, you know, we've come around to the fact that we're going to do everything possible to not let that happen.
Right. But I mean, also part of that was also the economic realities of those people were kind of entering into a bad economy. But yeah, for sure. So we're reacting against that is what you're saying.
Yes, it's a reactive response. Mm-hmm. Modern parents want... Mm-hmm, keep going.
Do you also feel like in the 80s, there was like a lot of TV shows where the theme was sort of, I'm not your friend, I'm your dad. You know, like, you know what I mean? Do you know what I'm talking about? Like the idea of like, of I'm your parent, not your friend being a thing.
I think that's certainly back. I try to make sure you're not your parent. Wait, you're not your friend, you're your parent. I think that's back in full force. I tell my kids that all the day. Like, I don't want to be your best friend.
Go find
a Kirsten. That's what I say. I say, go find your own Kirsten.
Right. But this is saying you want to be close. So it's like, I want to be your friend and your parent. This is a little bit trickier.
No, it's, I want you to be able to tell me anything. You are in a safe space. So you can come to me and tell me anything you need to tell. Like, this is an open door. You're going to be greeted with respect. You have parents who will listen. You don't have to be scared of me. You don't have to be scared to tell me things, but you know, so that's a very good distinction is don't take everything to your friends. Like don't take your secrets and all that kind of, I mean, you should, but also bring it to your parents because you're going to be met with a safe space, but I don't need to be the only person you talk to because
I don't know why this is making me want to say I'm not a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
I'm a cool mom. Is there alcohol in this? Why? Do you want some? God, no. Do you want some? Modern parents want to find the right balance between coddling their kids and neglecting them. Okay. I had the best idea this morning, Kirsten, about a way we can make some side money, like a total side hustle, because I think like this concept of starting to neglect our children is a really big trend since we're talking about what's hot. What if we make one of those little kits? It's a box of neglect, basically, where we send, I mean, people
like
buy all
bullets and matches. Like, what are you talking
That's
about?
What I was thinking. We send matches, like a box of matches. We send a corrosive material, you know, something, some kind of liquid that's like a chemical solvent that they're supposed to do something with. Mm-hmm. And maybe something really, really sharp that they're supposed to use, but we send it in a constructive way, like that you're supposed to learn how to light the matches. You're supposed to learn how to apply the corrosive material. Like maybe it's just WD-40, right? How to make doors not creak anymore. And every week or every month, it's a kit. We send three more.
A kit of danger.
Three more things that help with life skills that maybe your parents wouldn't know to teach you. And we cultivate life skills. It's a cultivation box of danger and life.
Yeah. I mean, I have to sit on that. I think
we can make a
I don't
fortune.
Know if it's going to pen. Well, I know you're thinking a fortune, but I'm imagining like what our liability insurance is going to be on sending children matches and like some unsupervised instructions. Like for children who can't read yet, will we just have picture instructions?
Well, we could start small. I'm trying to think what you could do that's dangerous for children who can't read yet.
Okay.
I'll noodle on
Even
that.
Though statistics show that both mothers and fathers spend more time, money, and effort on their kids, the rates of childhood anxiety and depression are rising anyway. How can we create close bonds without smothering our kids? I don't know. Sounds exhausting.
Really, we could do a whole episode on this. This is supposed to be trend spotting.
Well, I mean, I think part of the trend is just that like, I mean, this isn't, I wouldn't say a specific to 2020, but obviously like raising kids among social media. It's crazy. Right.
Yeah.
And how we were just talking off air, we talked about Sizzlefish and Sizzlefish just showed up in your ads. Like
that was weird.
But it happens all the time with everything, you know? And I don't know, our kids are being marketed to in such an insane way.
I'm on a different, so I got a text from someone the other day that said, it's amazing how much I want to go back to Las Vegas. So I got a text from someone the other day that said they had just found a really, really good room rate at the Bellagio. Like, this was in a text on my iPhone. Okay. This is where it gets weird. And I just had an ad that popped up for the discounted hotel rates at the Bellagio here on my PC. I don't even understand how that's happening.
It's awful. I don't like it at all.
Okay. Yeah. Parents more than ever find enjoyment and satisfaction in raising kids within a family environment that is unique to their individual passions, values, and beliefs. So, well, we better figure out what our passions, values, and beliefs are first.
Yeah.
I don't think we've, I think we haven't drilled down on that.
We did that actually. Did I tell you about when my husband and I came up with our family values?
Oh, I love this. Oh, and you saved me so much time because yours is the same as mine. Isn't it humor?
Yes.
I love that. So Kirsten's family mantra is the most important thing. And I really do think that if you think about it's genius, Kirsten, that everything is encapsulated in that. That if you lead with humor.
Have I already explained how we did this on the podcast? Have I done this before?
Okay, well,
even if not, this is the problem. We should only talk on air so we can keep track of these things. But even if, you know, it bears repeating because it was so cool. So what we did is this is an exercise my husband did in his business. And then we took it home and did it within our home. So instead of sitting around and being like, our company or our family is based on, you know, these values that are very like aspirational, what you actually do is go around and think about the individual people and think about what values they have and like what they're, you know, whether it's, you know, athleticism or intelligence or hard work or humor or compassion or volunteering or whatever it is, but it's got to be stuff that people actually have in your family. Mm-hmm. And then you write it down for each person and you start seeing which ones pop up the most. Mm-hmm. And like circle those and kind of like, you know, say, well, we do have a little bit of that, but that's not as big or that's not as important. And you narrow down into what are your main ones that are actually real. And so, yeah, I guess that would work for that exercise to come up with some family traits or family values, and then you can build your
I love that. So you're saying each person gets multiple?
Yeah, like we sat around and we're like, what's our oldest? Like he's leadership is one of his, and mm-hmm. hard work is one of his, and you know, mm-hmm. and then our middle, what's his, you know, and then we kind of went through ourselves and
then what you looked for overlap, and
yeah, we looked for what is everybody kind of showing a little bit of, what are we seeing the most of? Yeah.
Yeah. But do you think you're almost looking, I mean, I wonder, I guess, I don't know. I'm still going for humor. I think you've just seen
well,
the time.
Humor was,
I'm just going to go for humor. I think it wins every time.
It wins. It's so important.
A sense of humor can get you out of anything. Like an ability to laugh. I just love it.
It's well, you know what it is? It's perspective. Mm-hmm. It's a bridge building. Like how many of my husband and I's fights when we're just like ready to murder each other. And then one of us will make a joke and it's like,
whew, it goes away.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Like, it is.
Yeah. Humor's, well, and also it's superior. It's intellect too.
Ah, so we're super smart by being funny. Okay. Well, I guess okay. I would like to have a close relationship with my kids where they trust me. I'm on board with that trend. And then also
sounds
they
good.
Eventually move away. This all
well,
sounds great.
Well, it sounds like everyone that listens to Welcome Home is more than set for 2020. Thank us later. No, but seriously, send us an email if you have any further questions about what's hot and what's not for 2020. Hello@thewelcomehomepodcast.com. But I wanted to take a quick moment and
Wait, Graham, real quick. Can I tell you one thing? We have to do a resolution. I did an Instagram story the other day where I put up I don't even know if you checked it, but I put up a bunch of books that I'd been reading recently.
Oh, no, I know. Because people texted me and said, hey, what about all these books that you've loved? And I said, I don't know. I don't check Instagram. And then I checked and I was...
Were you pleasantly surprised?
I was. You did a great job Instagramming. Good work.
Okay. Yeah. So one of our goals, in case you... Did you notice the poll?
Yeah, that people want us to do a book club.
Okay, so I think that should be our goal for 2020. We should do a poll. And maybe you should check Instagram once in a
while. No, I've started checking it. You've done a very nice job with it lately. But for the most part, people who listen, Kirsten does the Instagram, unless I have something really pressing that I think everyone needs to know.
Which is crazy because there's a million beautiful things in Birmingham that should be on Instagram. But Graham, so what would you think about maybe making that a New Year's resolution for 2020?
Book club? I'm in. That sounds wonderful.
Would you be up for that?
We have an insane author that's going to be on the show coming up too. I'm really excited.
Okay. Well, I think that should be one of our goals. So I'm voting yes. And everyone else on Instagram voted yes. So
okay, cool. Okay. Well, I have a blog you should check out. It's called thesafehazen.com. And it's actually
Say that again because people might think
it's really cool. It's
you just misspoke.
thesafehazen, H-A-Z-E-N.com. And it's actually my friend, Dana Hazen, and she lives here in Birmingham, and she's a genius. She is, she works for the city of Mountain Brook and has recently launched a lifestyle home improvement kind of DIY blog. And she's done a beautiful job with the blog. In fact, if you're looking for substance, which Kirsten and I are short on sometimes, Dana is one of those people who gets all the details very, very well. And she has prepared a little tutorial for us about creating kind of a DIY at home nook and center for kind of a hot chocolate bar and a beverage station. So give it a listen. And also, most importantly, check out the blog if you have any interest. She's done a great job with it, and it's a new venture, and we're very excited about it. So thank you, Dana.
Hey, Kirsten. Hey, Graham. Thanks so much for having me on the Welcome Home podcast. Let's talk about holiday beverages. One of my favorite things to do is to set up a holiday beverage station in my home. Set aside a cozy nook exclusively for the making of hot holiday beverages. Mine is tucked into one corner of my kitchen on its own buffet table, and well, framed in twinkle lights, of course. Begin by tossing a holiday-themed table runner across the buffet table. Then fill a multi-tiered Lazy Susan with the essentials for hot cocoa, hot tea, and coffee. Add individual packets of your favorite sweeteners and other cute enhancements. Sugar cubes or rock sugar swizzle sticks are a hit with the kids. I really think fun embellishments are the key. My first stop for traditional favorites is, you guessed it, Williams-Sonoma. Shop online, or for that holiday feeling, stop by the store in person. Grab the following items for your beverage station. Everyone will clamor over the Gingerbread Men and Gingerbread House mug toppers. Guys, these are nifty edible cookies that hang from the rim of your mug. For floating in your hot cocoa, try all manner of marshmallows. Williams-Sonoma carries marshmallow snowmen and marshmallow snowflakes. And guys, get this. New this year are Williams-Sonoma marshmallow alphabet letters. So now you can sip your hot cocoa through your very own personalized floating marshmallow. How cool is that? Be warned, ladies, I have not found these to be available online. So get yourself to the store and get them in person. Okay, new to the Safe Hazen lineup this year are Hammond's chocolate dunking spoons. Oh my gosh, they're so cute. They are wooden spoons with a chocolate cube at the end. Many retailers carry these, but I actually got mine at the Pig. For all you non-Southerners, that's code for the Piggly Wiggly Grocery Store. A few other trusted standby embellishments include candy cane spoons, candy cane swizzle sticks, and good old-fashioned cinnamon sticks. Be sure to use your favorite festive mugs, plates, and napkins, and have some homemade cookies or peppermint bark on hand. If you've never tried the Williams-Sonoma peppermint bark, you, my friends, are in for a treat. To be fair, Ghirardelli also makes a delightful peppermint bark, which comes in individually wrapped pieces, and they fit nicely into your Lazy Susan. If you have room on your table, add your Keurig, your tea maker, or your coffee maker. And if you're like me, adorn with more twinkle lights. Finish off with a candle that smells like vanilla or gingerbread, and voila, you've just created an inviting holiday nook for family members to gather around and enjoy. I've already done all the shopping research for you ladies and put together all the online links that you need to have your holiday beverage station components delivered straight to your door. I'd love to have you come over to my blog to see photos of my holiday beverage station. Go to thesafehazen.com and navigate to Holiday Nuggets. I promise you will be inspired to create your own station. And while you're there, check out the post on how to throw a holiday tea party for your girlfriends. Holiday beverages will never be the same. Thanks, ladies.